Welcome to today's podcast discussion on certifications. This is a series of podcasts where we will interview folks from multiple certifying bodies and some of our very own ILTA members who carry those certifications. I am Janice Jaco with Kiesel, Young, and Logan, and I will be the moderator for today's discussion. We are pleased today to have with us Mary Mack from the Association of Certified eDiscovery Specialists, also known as ACEDS. Mary is ACEDS' new executive director and brings a wealth of eDiscovery industry experience to the organization as a renowned eDiscovery industry leader, speaker, and author. Welcome, Mary. Can you provide our listeners with a little information about you and ACEDS?
Well, sure. Well, I've been working in the eDiscovery field for about 15 years now and was the Executive Technology Council at FIOS, and then after that, Enterprise Technology Council at Xylab, so for service provider, software provider. And prior to that, I worked in the IT area, which is something I did during law school, putting myself through law school. So I'm a licensed attorney and then also the author of eDiscovery for Corporate Counsel and Process of Illumination, A Practical Guide to eDiscovery. And now I've taken on the challenge and the honor of leading the ACEDS organization, where, Janice, you were just honored at our national conference, eDiscovery Person of the Year. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I owe a lot to ACEDS for that particular honor. So always appreciate everything the organization has been able to do for me and my career. And in particular, that was very exciting. So very much appreciate that. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. So we're a membership organization and a certification organization, and around that, we provide a lot of educational networking and mentoring opportunities. So I'm sorry I interrupted you there, Janice.
Oh, no problem. And it's a fair point that ACEDS not only offers what I would argue is the industry's best certification, but the resources available to people like me who work in the industry and, you know, need guidance and best-in-class tools and processes. We have a way to, a resource for getting those, and ACEDS does, in fact, provide a great platform for that. So how long has the ACEDS Certified eDiscovery Specialist, also known as the CEDS certification, been around?
Well, the certification has been around for about 5 years, and it's continually updated. It's in a beta round now until mid-October, which a beta round means there's a whole lot more questions that are being tested out on the beta participants, and then that'll become like a much shorter exam with when the questions are chosen, the ones that are applicable and clear. And that'll be in December, and then the next round will start right after that for the 2015 amendments. We've just had some changes with Safe Harbor. We've got some changes with data breach and data privacy considerations for eDiscovery as well that we'll be putting into the next go-round that will be in beta probably mid next year.
Wonderful. And how many individuals have the CEDS certification currently?
Well, that's an interesting question, the way you've worded it currently. So what we have about just short of 1,000 people certified total, and then some are in the renewal phase, and some are in a bit of a lapsed phase. And the test prep session that we had at the conference had 70 people. We had to bring extra chairs into the room because we started out having 35 people and ended up having 70 people within a couple of days take the prep, and so they're ready to pass that. Somebody from the DOJ just announced on Twitter he passed yesterday, which I know he was sweating it, and I guess he got right through it, so it was fantastic.
Well, that's exciting. What type of skill set is the CEDS certification best suited for?
Well, pretty much the ease with which you can take the exam is going to be a direct result of, you know, having some exposure to the eDiscovery field. The theory and all of that is great for some people. I just spoke with a delightful person earlier this morning who's been in the staffing industry for 30 years, but she sort of has an aversion to the technology and didn't want to get into the hands-on at all, but she has to pass the CEDS exam, and this is her second go-round. And so we talked through how she might get some experience hands-on with the tools so that she can better understand what's going on in the course. So certainly people with a certain level of technical skills, project management skills, will be better suited if they're new to eDiscovery to take the course and take the exam. But what I'm hearing from folks is that it really takes a grounding in the realities of eDiscovery to pass the exam with confidence. And if I can add one more thing, it's not just an exam, it's 2 years of experience verified by your references. So it's not just a theory certification.
I see. Well, it sounds like it's helpful then to take the certified prep course if you feel that you need something a little bit more than your current experience to be prepared.
Exactly. And some people have test anxiety and, you know, prefer to have some adjuncts to help them study, and or they're just so busy that trying to study piecemeal isn't working for them. We've got a nice compressed way to study for the exam.
Okay, and then so if you were to give the listeners an idea of, you know, what are the best ways that you can prepare for and study the exam, just to kind of sum it up.
Well, we've got ACEDS itself offers some web-based training, both in eDiscovery Essentials. So that's like, let's say you had a bunch of new hires or something that know nothing about eDiscovery. That would be great for them to go through that. And then the SEDS Prep, which is a little bit more advanced, and there's a manual, prep manual. And once or twice a year, we offer in-person training. I'm looking at perhaps doing that a little bit more, and that's a day-long training. And we're always looking for other ways for people to learn. And, you know, I want to give due respect to my colleagues in the field who have phenomenal offerings all of their own, like Mike Arkfeld and Ralph Losey, ILT itself, OLP. There are many, many wonderful training organizations. And of course, there's no substitute for on-the-job experience or for the person in the staffing area who doesn't, you know, her normal job isn't handling data. I suggested that she basically apprentice herself to some of her colleagues and have her accompany them on the life cycle of a couple of cases. You know, what happens with legal hold, what happens with collection and data reduction and review, so that she wants to certify. And I think, you know, having that grounding will really help her.
Is the SEDS certification seen on current job postings?
It is beginning to be seen, and certain organizations are including it with other certifications that are desired, like the PMP or the CISA or the provider-specific certifications like Relativity or Kroll or Guidance certifications. There were 7 on LinkedIn yesterday specific to SEDS and many others with the simple certifications required or preferred, but not really specifying which ones they wanted. And that's just the LinkedIn page. Talking with the recruiters at our national conference, they told me that they do search for SEDS when they're looking to place people.
Will attaining a SEDS certification help individuals attain a higher salary?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice, Janice? I could sprinkle fairy dust and say, absolutely, every time. But I think we all know we work in organizations that are all budget constrained. In organizations that have bands, where, you know, you're at the lower end or the higher end, or you can actually go up a band, many times certifications will put you in a new band, which gives you a little more stretch for your salary ask. I'd say getting the certification by itself without asking, you will not get a raise, definitely. But I think it increases the chances. And then it also provides a nice foundation for yourself and your clients and your organization if you're called to court or you need to justify billings, if you're billing back your eDiscovery time, your hourly rate perhaps. One of the recent court decisions said that technical specialists could bill their time in the cost recovery. And then also, I think in the future, and this is not quite yet, but in the future, I think liability underwriting around technical competence for lawyers will take things like certifications, certificates, educational, basically proof of education in a technology that's applicable, because 13 bar associations have the technical competence highlighted as an ethical concern. That kind of puts a negligence floor there. And I think, you know, hot on the heels of a negligence floor is underwriting for professional liability.
And I know that in California, based on the new opinion that specifies 9 areas for attorney competency. There is another opinion that does allow for lawyers to rely on non-lawyer experts, so that if someone has these skills and has the SEDS credential, I think that goes a long way to being the court's idea of the right kind of person that an attorney can rely on when they're doing electronic discovery.
Exactly. It's something that is demonstrable, and we'll have to see how it all rolls out with the technical competence. But we're trying to put our membership and the people that they serve in the absolute best possible position for all these changes that are going on in the legal profession and then our whole legal community as a whole.
Well, thank you, Mary Mack, with us today on behalf of ASEDS. This discussion has been incredibly valuable for me, and I'm sure it's been helpful to our audience members interested in understanding ASEDS' available certifications and how those certifications can benefit them or their team. We appreciate your time today, and to our listeners, stay tuned for more podcasts in the series, and please review the additional resources posted with today's recording. Thank you for joining us today, and I encourage you to the conversation on ILTA's Connected Communities. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Janice, and thank you, ILTA.